You're listening to the Pete and Sebastian Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
This is the Pete and Sebastian Show with Pete Corielli and Sebastian Maniscalco.
Petey! Biscuit, it's Jimmy from Boston. Petey, believe it or not, I used to think you had your shit together. And it's not just because you sent a newborn child deadly 3.5-foot golden flash Gordon wings to hang above her bed. It's this goddamn Nick Cage drum you keep beating. You sound fucking bananas, kid. I mean, shit, you're making Biscuit sound like the more well-adjusted one. Order.
Sebastian Show. We're back under tough restrictions here. I'm in Mexico. You're catching a bus soon? What are you, on the road?
Yeah, I'm in D.C. on my way to Pittsburgh. You are in Cancun, Mexico. And give us the layout there. Nice weather. How's Sadie settling into the beach? Was a sandcastle built yet?
No sandcastle built yet. I'm not a huge fan of the beach here in Cancun. I've been here last year for a gig, and I don't know. It's just not white, pristine sands. Maybe it is more in Cabo San Lucas or whatever they say, but it's a little choppy. Property is stunning. We got our own little pool right off our back here, you know, those old private pools that you have. Mm-hmm. Weather's been perfect. The kid, bro, every single time we want to go from one activity to the next, it's temper tantrum, breakdown, crying, negotiations. You ever try to get a kid out of a swim park? Holy shit, that's like pulling away an 8-ball of Coke from a group of guys at 2 a.m. on a Saturday night.
What's the problem?
I don't want to get out. And then she's standing in the pool. I'm not getting out. And now you got parents around, and then you got to do that lean over. Sadie, come on. We can come back later. It's just time to get some lunch. You've been in there for 3 hours. I don't want to get out. Sadie, don't let me come in there. But I'm not getting out. If I have to come in there, I'm going to smack you in the ass. Do you want me to smack you in the ass? Do you want me to smack? Bro, I literally... I listen, and if this isn't something some parents or listeners want to hear, then tune out. I don't know what to tell you. I'm an advocate of the smack in the butt. I smacked her so hard in the butt this week that I was like, uh-oh, she's going to freak out. The kid don't even cry from my smack asses anymore. It's like nothing. She walks that shit right off. I'm literally thinking about punching her, bro. That's my next move.
God. Want to ring the bell?
All right. Ding, ding.
No, she's...
She's been conditioned. She's been conditioned to the slap. I don't think it's effective anymore.
But truly, a couple of times... I mean, I did hit her really hard once, but now I grab her arm with my left hand, and I take my right hand and make it flat and put it behind her like I'm about to smack her ass, and I do have a little better results lately.
My dad should be Father of the Year for dozens of reasons.
But once we get her to do something else and transition, then in 2 seconds she's like, sorry about that. I don't know why. I was just having so much fun. And then she's nice again, and it's been an incredibly awesome trip. I haven't been on vacation in a while, and I'm loving it. I got an etiquette question for you, though.
Yeah.
You've stayed, I would imagine, in your time in those kind of hotels where these resort hotels where you come out your back deck, we're on the ground level, and there's a pool for us, you know, like your own little pool in front of your room.
Yeah.
But this one is one of those where it's really long and it goes the whole length of all the rooms. So when everyone comes out of their particular room, you jump in the pool right in front of you. You have your own little area. Now, the other day, Jackie was saying when we first got here, she's like, oh, I could even go and do laps back and forth here if I want. And I said, you don't go in the pool in other people in front of other people's rooms. You only stay in the pool in front of your room. And she's like, no, you don't. It's a pool. You can go wherever you want. I go, guy, it's an unwritten rule. It's etiquette. If I'm out in front of my room having coffee, I don't want you coming by with a swim cap on doing laps. What is it? What are you, Magnum P.I.? I'm on vacation. Stay in your area.
Well,
what'd
I was
you take,
I was under the impression that the pool was your pool. It wasn't a community pool.
I'm not sure
I'm getting what the hell's going on back there. What's the difference between the pool you guys got in your backyard there opposed to the pool that everybody could use?
Okay, well, they got different kinds. First, they have these little square pools that you can just have your own private little pool, 3 feet high, little grass around it. I saw online, I'm like, I don't like that, Jack. It's like the grass is cheesy and shitty. I don't like that. And the private pool, it's a little piece of shit you don't use.
Yeah.
I like these other rooms, same price. And they got, again, you come out of your thing and you have a little like 3 or 3.5 foot pool. But it's long, so it's like picture a balcony in front of your room, but if the balcony ran all the way all across to all the rooms, and the only thing separating you is a little fence, so when you sit, but when you jump out into the pool, you could literally swim all the way down to the other end. And that's just the hangout pool, like when you're home in your room. There's like 4 other pools here and a water park and all that shit. So this is just if you're out in front of your room and you want to cool off, you jump in. And there's also steps on the other side so you could swim across and then climb out and go to all the other pools. But you don't hang out in front of other people's room, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, so if I were to come out and sit in the pool right in front of my room, would your wife have any room to swim by me?
Oh, yeah. It's like, I'd say it's like 10 feet, maybe 15 feet wide. Plenty of room to swim by you, but still, there's no reason for her to be in that area.
You know what? I got to be honest with you. I'm a little opposed to the person that's using a community pool to train for the Olympics. I'm not into this swimming in the pool. You know, we had a problem at my wedding where we're all in the pool kind of goofing around, and this kind of goes along with the same thing that you're talking about, pool etiquette. We had a little ball we were kind of tossing around in the pool, and there was a guy swimming, doing laps, and he was yelling at us because we were throwing the ball around in the pool. So my question, I guess, and the question for the cast is, can you use a community pool for exercise purpose and then get mad at the people in the pool for behaving in a manner that you would behave in a pool?
Yeah, I'm on your side. There was a lady yesterday in the main pool doing, you know when they do that breath stroke where they just pop their head up? It's like, why don't you just go eat a cupcake, lady? What the fuck are you burning with that shit right there? That slow breaststroke takes you an hour and a half to get one length of the pool. What do you think you're burning with that shit? So every time this orca would come our way, I would move the damn raft. Me and my daughter would move the raft out of the way so she could get by, and then she'd turn around and come back. And again, you know, when their face comes up from that breath stroke and they got the goggles on and all the water runs down their face and they take that big gulp of air, I'm like, take it to the gym. Take it to the gym. I don't want to move out of the way every time you're coming. Come on, what are we doing? You don't do laps in a vacation pool.
That's what I'm saying, especially that weird head bob up and down move. You might as well go for a walk, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, it would be one thing if I'm in some high-end resort and J.J. Watt's staying there and he starts doing the butterfly stroke. You know, that's worth pulling up a chair. You ever see that thing where they come up with the whole...
So how long have you been there? Three days already?
Yeah, I gotta say, though, you guys throwing a ball in the pool? That's teetering on WT. I'm not gonna lie to you.
So, hey, I'm right there with you. I don't know how it got in there. It was like, I don't know if it was one of these balls that was already in the pool and we were kind of, you know, it was like that kind of goofing around, like volleyball type thing. And, hey, you got the ball, now I got...
Glenn, come here. You got to rush the net on defense. Don't be afraid of the ball.
No, it's Greg.
What? Hold up, team. Hold up, come on.
Greg, not Glenn. Greg is afraid of the ball.
I don't know how that is, but I totally agree. White trash. Any... ball in the pool, WT.
Oh yeah, but no, we've been here 3 days. It's like I said, it's a top shelf resort, and we're having a great time. I was wondering the other day to myself, like, this is so nice. I'm like, is this the kind of place even Sebastian and Lana would come with the kid? And then I'm thinking, no, because there's one thing that's here that you wouldn't want.
What is it?
People.
Forget it.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're at the point now. Like, your vacations are gonna start to be like other famous people's homes. Spielberg's got a place in Cabo.
Oh God,
that's what they all do. Isn't that the weirdest shit, man?
Yeah, that's what they all do. They don't even vacation with like guests anymore. It's just the privacy of their own family and maybe a few close friends.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of, how's the kid doing? It's only what now, 14 days old maybe?
Today, 21 days old, 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Three weeks old, the kid is... I can't get enough, and I don't know how you felt about this when you left Sadie behind, but man, every time I leave... It's tough. I look at that little face and the little, you know, just the little mouth movements they do and the involuntary arm movements. It's just killing me to walk outside the door, man.
Yeah, I know. You got to make the money, man. You got to feed
make
it.
The
That's
bread,
how I
man. That's the way I look at it. I got responsibilities now. Not that I didn't have any in the past, but I got a mouth to feed. I got someone to put clothes on their back, and I got to go out and make a little scratch. So I got to do what I got to do. But I want to rewind the conversation a little bit to the pool on vacation and etiquette in a public or, you know, a pool that's at a hotel. How do you feel about... the raft in the pool, is that something I noticed you said you had like a raft. If somebody's laying out in a raft kind of just floating aimlessly throughout the pool, is that all right?
Well, what they got here is they have pool, like these really cool rafts. They have like lay on things, like, you know, mats.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm talking about. You can buy your own raft here. Yeah, listen, I know balls and rafts and all that's white trash, but when it comes to a pool and I'm on vacation, I just bring it on, man. I white trash it out if I want to in that pool, because I mean, I don't want to read a book. That shit's so boring, man. We use the hotel raft, but I mean, I'm playing with my daughter like from morning nonstop. So we play shark. We play, you jump on the raft and you gotta land on it. We're doing surfing on it. And yeah, every so often, you know, Jackie will yell like, Pete, you know, and you look over and there's some lady half asleep floating on her raft and we're bumping into her shit, you know. So I feel though, when you're on your raft, you can't just close your eyes and randomly float and have everybody else get out of your way. I mean, you still got to have a general awareness of where you're fucking floating, man.
I agree. I agree that you have to be... What I do normally if I'm going to do a raft in the pool is I dock up on the side of the pool. I just put a foot on the cement. You know what I'm saying? Like I almost put an anchor there so I don't drift away. I don't think you should be drifting away... aimlessly throughout the pool without steering yourself clear of anybody else in the pool.
I love the foot on the ledge, classy ankle move. Usually do it right by, the guy does it right by his wife or girl. She's reading a book or something and he just sits there anchored and annoys the shit out of her because he don't want to read and he's bored. I'm with that. Yesterday, Jackie was doing a float on the raft and I was actually just giving her a push around and she had her eyes closed and there was another woman floating around. And at one point, I start playing with Sadie, and I let go of Jackie, and I wasn't paying attention. And then I hear Jackie lightly, she goes, "Pete," and I turn around. Her and the lady were floating side by side, like their feet were touching almost, because I wasn't, I let her raft go, I wasn't paying attention. That's embarrassing. You ever have that on your raft? You bump into another man? Why don't we just kiss? Holy shit.
Jesus, you're correct on that. I don't think anybody should be touching rafts in the pool.
I agree. And this place, what I will say about it, no white trash, high end, and a matter of fact, the only I'll just admit it was me. I go to the restaurant yesterday. Now it's the buffet. Right? So I guess it's a high-end buffet, but it's like not that. The food's a little suspect. I didn't really love it. I go in, and Jackie bought me these nice leather flip-flops specifically for this vacation. So I got, you know, cool beachy flip-flops for the day and my nice leather ones at night. "Excuse me, sir." This is me going into the restaurant. Yeah. The guy leans over. "Excuse me, sir. You can't come in. You don't have proper foot attire." So I'm like, your thing said elegant sandal is okay. He's like, "Well, that's a flip-flop." Now, in my head, I'm like, "Guy, it's a fucking nice leather flip-flop. I'm not going to argue semantics with you." So I just said, okay. "So, like, a sneaker or something? Because I really don't have any other shoe." And he's like, "Yeah." So I got black Nikes.
Pete means to say Nike, his favorite sneaker. And favorite word to mispronounce.
Where even the Nike stripe is black. So it's just a completely black sneaker. He makes me go get that. I'm eating in this restaurant with black Nike sneakers with no socks, and I look like an asshole. The flip flop look way nicer, but they have a strict no open toe. We don't want to see men's toes in the restaurant, and I really can't argue that.
I love that rule, and I just have to clarify that there is no such thing as a nice flip-flop. A flip-flop is a flip-flop, man. I don't know what kind of flip-flop you think you got. There's nothing to the flip-flop. What's so nice about it?
What's so nice about it is the fact that there's not so much to it. I see some of these men with these sandals, and I'm like, you got like 90 leather straps wrapping around. What do you got, vines around your fucking ankle? There's so much shit hooking and letting and Velcro and this and that. This is just a nice, you slipped the leather between the big toe and the fucking.
I don't know how you walk in. I don't know how the hell you walk in those.
What do you wear? What do you wear for the open toe situation?
I don't even wear an open toe. What I do, my pool shoe is more like a boat shoe. Everything's covered. It's a slip-on. It's just like more of like a boat shoe, a flip-flop. Right. Come on, man. It's just, come on.
What do you mean, come on? Now, listen, the nice loafer, Jackie's been trying to get me to buy one. She wants me to wear one all the time. I feel like that's the bounciest shit I've ever seen when I see these men in these little leather loafers. But now being here, I'm really starting to slowly wrap my head around it. I'm not a kid anymore. Now, don't get me wrong. I still love a flip-flop, and I think a flip-flop is beautiful. But it seems like other people don't. It seems like more and more people are along the lines of you. They see it as a glorified. I mean, a leather. Bro, if you saw this flip-flop, it's like classy. It's all leather. The part you put your foot on is leather. The strap is leather.
Come on, man. You're not talking about the interior of a car where leather is the big selling point here. Regardless if it's leather.
I thought it was. I'm sorry.
Come on. Regardless, leather, cloth, whatever, rubber, whatever the flip-flop's made out of, all flip-flops are the same in the fact that your feet are hanging out. I mean, it's like your foot is basically the shoe. That's the highlight. You're highlighting your feet, and I don't think a flip-flop is appropriate to be walking in a restaurant having a beautiful buffet.
All right, but, you know, women can have open toe, right?
So yeah, how come it's a different look on a woman.
Listen, guy, there's about women in there, about 250 pounds from Calgary. Her foot hasn't seen sunlight in 7 months. Why is that acceptable well-trimmed? Yeah, I mean, just because it's a female toe? I mean, come on, man. It's like, that's illegal.
Yeah, no, you're right. Women are not exempt, but I mean, it's a little bit more appropriate for a woman to have the flip-flop on than a man. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, you're right. I didn't make a stink, and I swallowed my pride and went and put my sneaker on because, like you said, at the end of the day, I don't need to see a man's toes while I eat either. So if we're doing that, let's do it.
I want to go back to the pool again.
Yeah, keep going, baby.
As long as you're on vacation. Have you seen this in the pool? The couples kind of attached, like they're doing a hug in the pool, but they're kind of walking around attached to one another while they're hugging. Have you seen this move?
What do you mean, like in the pool?
Like they're hugging in the pool, right? They're hugging each other.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But yeah. Like she's got her legs wrapped around the waist of the guy. And they're kind of walking around the pool in that hug. Have you seen this?
Yes, I have. There was a couple yesterday. They were doing a similar move like that. I know you've seen this too. They took one raft, like a skinny raft that you would lay on, and they each put their arms around it from the other side. So they were just face to face with their elbows up tight. And they just floated all around like a love couple.
Oh, yeah. Lover raft.
Yeah, but very similar to the cuddle walk. Yes. Yeah. And they just slowly make their way all around the pool like a vacuum or something, man. Yeah.
Now, I'm on the fence on that move. Not only because I've done that move, but is that a white trash move to show public affection in the pool area where there could be kids playing and what have you?
Well, what level are we talking? I mean, I'm not going to lie to you, and I don't want to get graphic, but I've been on vacations with Jackie where in the pool, I've generated wood. You know? Like, I couldn't get out. When she went to get out, I'm like, I can't get out yet. It's a situation.
Yeah, I think we've all been there with wood in the pool.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, if you're getting to that point where you're arousing yourself, white trash. especially when there's kids, you know, playing Marco Polo 20 feet away.
I'm going to walk this situation off, and I will see you later. Nothing to look at. Go back to work, everyone. Don't act like you're not impressed.
Now, if you're in one of those adult situations, like I see some couples around here and they get cuddly and stuff, but, you know, it's promoted as, like, kid-friendly. I mean, we've been dropping Sadie off at these programs for, like, a couple hours so we can fool around. She gets her face painted. Maybe we'll go work out or we'll this or that. Yeah. So it's clearly designed for kids. And then I see a couple cuddling coming down the way with no kids, and they kind of got this look on their faces, and you're kind of like, what's your problem with me, lady? This is kids. This is what it is.
You know? Yeah, so what do we got? How long we got left there?
The guy's like, he's like checking out Sunday, and we go, no, checking out Saturday. And then he goes, no, we have you scheduled to check out Sunday. And then we double-checked our plane tickets, and they were for Sunday. We didn't realize we gave ourselves an extra day, so we still got 4 more days here.
Anything else on the agenda that you haven't done already? Is there some type of excursion, or is this just a relaxed poolside? Maybe, I don't know, some water sports?
Well, they got, what's great about this place is they got a giant water park here. Like, a big, Jackie and Sadie just walked in. Big slides and all this stuff. So she loves that, and we've been going on that a lot. And they got a lot of kid stuff. So later on this week, they have horseback riding. It's not kitted out, though, Jack. I didn't say it was. All right. Jeez, bro. They just left. All right. So, but then they have horseback riding for the kids one day, so we'll do that. But there's an island, and I've been to this island. It's right off the coast of Cancun. It's called Isla Mujeres. And it's this great island. It's only 3 miles long. And they got a couple of sweet hotels there. And Jackie and I have stayed there in our younger days. You fly into Cancun, the hotel picks you up. They drive you to the coast of Cancun. Then they have a private boat that picks you up, takes you over, and it docks right on their hotel. And then from that hotel, you can rent all week long. For the whole week, you get a golf cart. And you take that golf cart to get into town, and you would just pull up in front of these restaurants and do a shot of tequila, go to the next restaurant. You drive and just stop at a shack in the middle of nowhere and grab a 50-cent Corona because you're in your golf cart. You can get tanked. It's a great little island. So one half of the island's got some serious poverty where all the people that work there live, and then the other half is cool and fun. So that's only a 15-minute ferry ride from here. And we were thinking about taking her over there tomorrow. But then we were like, God damn. That's like, what if she got fucking kidnapped or some shit? I don't know, man. Is it like, is it irresponsible to take your kid to like off the campus?
Yeah, I don't know, especially in Mexico. And we had this discussion a couple weeks ago and regarding a Mexican vacation. My sister and her husband, we've been trying to get them to go to Mexico, but my brother-in-law is a little afraid of what you just said, a possible kidnapping of the child. Now, I don't know. I think you might be risking it a little bit if you go to some secluded island, American family. And you know why you're a little bit more of a target than most families? You got Jackie, who's got the blonde hair, and she must stick out in Mexico like a sore thumb. I mean, it's like you kind of blend in. You could be like maybe the staff, the way you look, right? And even the way I look, you know, like we're kind of dark and we blend. But you pop a blonde woman in the middle of a deserted island, I think you're a prime suspect for a kidnapping and a ransom note.
That's what I'm saying. Here in the resort, you know, we all look the same, but the minute you start to get to real authentic Mexico, and listen, man, I don't mean to say this about Mexican society. I mean, we're just having some fun here and laughing, but speaking of the way we look, bro, I'm at the restaurant yesterday. Jackie gets up to go to the buffet, and there's a lady who keeps looking back at me at the table next to us, older lady. So she gets up to leave, and she looks back, and she goes, I'm sorry. Do you mind me asking what your nationality is? So I go, I'm Italian. I'm half Irish, bro. I don't even mention that shit. I go, I'm Italian. And I go, and I assume she was looking at Sadie and was wondering. So I go, yeah, my wife is all Polish, so my daughter's half and half. And she goes, no, I'm just asking because you look Syrian. My father was Syrian, and you look just like my father. So, Syrian, bro. Allah Akduba. Allah Akduba. There you go, Hollywood. Are you listening? I could play ISIS in your movie.
Man. So, another thing, now that I'm a new parent and now that you're, you know, 4 years in or whatever you are over there, what is the rule? When you vacation with a child, what is the rule on the parents' alcohol consumption? Now, could you guys get buzzed? Do you feel like one of you has to stay sober to kind of be the guardian of Sadie? Or are you guys getting a little blasted? What's the drinking rule for parents?
That's a great question, bro, you know? Well, you know, we both like to relax with the old chicken, if you know what I'm saying. So that just goes on, like, all day, you know, here and there. Like, Sadie will jump in the pool, I'll go for a walk around the bush. Come back.
Hold up, you fucking up the rotation. Puff, puff, give. Puff, puff, yeah.
But as far as the booze goes, I had a couple brewskis one night, but that's what I was saying to Jack. I go, you know, the thing is, even if I went and had like four or five beers at the beach in a couple hours, and I would need to crash before I went to dinner and stuff. I'd be so tired from the sun and blah, blah, blah. And she goes, well, you know, then I could just watch Shady for a little while. And I go, yeah, but I would want you to drink too. I don't want to get, I'm going to get fucked up. You watch the kid while I pass out. I go, I wouldn't want to drink without you drinking. And she's like, I know. And like, so it's tough because, you know, once you start to get really tanked up, if you want to take a nap, you can't because the kid just like is there all the time. But there, you know, but as far as the judging, I don't know about the drinking. I mean, how would you guys play it?
I don't know because we're talking about going on a vacation in December. I know the kid's going to be, 8 months old. And Mexico is a possible Desto.
Desto is Los Angeles for destination.
I don't know. I think you could knock a few back while the kid, we're in the pool with the kid. No, I mean, if like you're hanging by the pool, you want a couple of margaritas. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I'm not concerned at all about my responsibility with the kid. Like, what, am I going to be too drunk? The kid falls off the raft. I can't
control.
I'm just talking about getting so tired that, you know, all you want to do is crash for a half hour and grab a nap. But even that, you can do that. We put on the damn TV, and she watches TV for a little while. You can, bro, you can party. None of that changes, really.
I'm Hamilton Samuels, publisher of the Daily Chronicle, and it is my pleasure to announce that you have been chosen Father of the Year.
Yeah, man.
By the way, I had a cartoon on for the other day, one of these Mexican cartoons, and it was about a bear, and the bear was trying to drink water, and every time it would try to drink water, like whatever it tried to drink would spill or dry up, and it was running around the desert trying to drink, and I'm like, this is kind of odd, and then I'm like, oh, wait, I'm in Mexico, so like, I guess if you're Mexican, at some point in your life, being thirsty, like, happens. Right? No, I'm thinking that's like a common thing. Like, sometimes if you're Mexican, you find yourself in a situation where you're thirsty. Like, they don't just, you know, maybe you have a long walk to a friend's. They don't carry water bottles around like we do, bro, nipping at that shit like your mother's tit. You know what I mean? I mean, they can see a Mexican walking around with a bottle of Avion on the side of the highway. So I guess their cartoons are geared to what they know.
Aha! Senor Slowpoke, you will be good with the chili peppers!
Hey, Jose, something I forgot to tell. That's what I wanted to tell you. Slowpoke Rodriguez, he packed a gun.
Now he told me.
And dude, they're serving me, and it's all-inclusive and upscale, and they're very nice, but I've been saying to Jackie, I sense like a, like when I ask for a second ice cream, a little, just a sly little, or if I want a cappuccino, a sigh, like not overly happy to do it. And I'm wondering if this is repercussions of all this wall talk with Trump, if he's ruining my customer service, bro.
Well, are you getting a sigh on the first order of cappuccino? Like, oh, man. Or is it only the second?
I'm getting like this. No, even on the first. Sort of like, if I could describe it verbally, like, hi, can I please have a cappuccino? The facial expression is like, yeah, sure. Like, yeah, okay. You know, like, that's. I guess that is my job. That's what I'm here to do. You know? And it just... I think it's like, I really think there might be something to that. I'm not sure.
I would not doubt it. Maybe we're getting a bad rap abroad when we travel now because all this talk of the immigration, it's cutting in your cappuccino delivery time.
I guess I can give it to you while the wall is down. Sure, I'll get it for you. what was the other thing I was going to say? Oh, I don't know about you, man, but, like, I'm just not comfortable with service to a certain extent. Like for example, Sadie's in the sofa bed, right? Mm-hmm. So I go to open it, and I can't figure out how to use it. It's different than ours. So Jackie's like, well, just call them. The butler said to call them, and that's what they do. And I'm like, what the heck? I could open the shit myself. Or, like, we pull up, and I paid extra to have the hotel have a private car get you at the airport so you don't have to get a cab or deal with anyone.
Yeah.
And the guy picks us up in a nice Tahoe, and we get to the hotel. You know, he works at a hotel. He's dressed nice, a nice guy. And I got all these bags, and as soon as we pull in, I hop out with him, and I go to take some of the bags. He's taking some, and he goes, and I had my tip out, nice size tip. It was nothing like I wasn't going to tip. Yeah. And he goes, no, senor, I'll get the bags. But he said it in a way like he made me feel like I was embarrassing myself. Like he was looking at me like, guy, what the fuck are you doing? We got champagne in a glass right here with a guy and a wet washcloth, and you're carrying your dirty old fucking bag? I mean, what are you doing?
And if you're like millions of other Americans suffering from no habla español, well then, hey, Spanish for Gringos is the program for you.
Yeah, you gotta let go of that, and especially when you're on vacation, just hop out of the car and act as if you didn't even come with anything. You know, just
ooh,
get
I like
out,
that.
And everything will be taken care of. You're gonna tip the guy anyway, so go get your wife out of the car, get your little daughter out of the car, grab the champagne. And just let them take you wherever they're going to take you. Don't even bother about the luggage and this and that. Just hop in, hop out. Don't bother, man.
What are you, a bellman right, now? Bro, you're inspiring me. I just feel bad. I feel like I could get the bag,
bad.
Too. I feel bad. I'm standing here watching
Listen.
You do it. And
No.
I just got to get comfortable with that. And it's a job. And the guy's like, dude, you're going to tip me? I'm making money. It's my job. Put the bag down.
You're on vacation. Just think of when you were in that writer's room at 3 a.m. wondering why in the hell you can't go home because, you know, they're all trying to figure out what the last joke was. This is the time you unwind. Stop working, Pete.
You're right, bro. You're absolutely right. I needed to hear that, man.
Yeah. Man. Let them get it. Let them set up the chaise lounge by the pool with the towel and the water and whatever they do. Just let them do it, man. You deserved it. You worked hard all year, and now it's your time to unwind.
You're right, bro. I appreciate you saying that.
Looks like somebody's been down here with the ugly stick.
Excuse us. We're not Mexicans. We're from out of town.
We have heard of you.
No kidding.
I appreciate that. Now, I have two small little things. The first one I want to say is, at a red light in the Tahoe in the middle of Cancun traffic, I had to tip this bro. Kid gets out, must have been about 20-year-old kid. He walks out to the front of our car in front of all these cars. It was like their, you know, Fifth Avenue. It was packed with cars. And he's got a soccer ball, and he just starts juggling that shit, doing shit I've never seen. He lays on his back in the hot pavement, just kicking it in the air. And then right before the light turns green, he jumps up, grabs the ball in the one arm, and just walks between the cars, and everyone gives him the dollar. Fucking Diego Maradona at the red light, bro.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what you did is you rolled down the window and gave him some money.
Yeah, I rolled down the window and gave him $2, you know?
Okay.
And I said, no wall, baby, no wall.
No wall.
Ay, su puta madre.
Well, I'll give you a flip side to that.
Yeah.
Especially in Mexico. And by the way, the most dangerous place to vacation for Americans is Mexico. 549 people, I believe, have been murdered between 2009 and now. most in any country. So I'm not trying to scare you, but what I'm trying to do is put you on alert. I'm thinking they send this guy out, and this could very well been a guy who's just, you know, juggling for cash, but you roll the window down, next thing you know, your entire family's kidnapped. That's like bait. That guy might have been bait for, like, other people waiting in the bushes, you know what I'm saying?
Holy shit, like that guy in Taken, a little in the leather jacket, who wants to take a photo, come to the party with us.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, so he gets, as soon as he sees us, he makes a call, little baby in the back with blue eyes, about 3 years old, blonde, blue eyes, Syrian guy.
Yeah. keep the windows shut.
Oh, man, good boy.
Don't fall for that. Come on, I mean, for a guy that's a New Yorker, I'm surprised you're, like, so, like, naive to these little situations that could potentially be dangerous.
Damn, I just thought this was a kid who never made the big time in the soccer, but, you know, man, you're right, bro. I gotta wise up.
Wise up. I don't suggest you go on this ferry at all. Just stay within the property, because I don't think you have the wherewithal to go outside the property.
No, you're right, man. I'm not. You're right. I'm not sharp. I brought. You know. You're right. And, you're right. And here, listen. And here's the last thing. And this kind of pertains to the world you're getting into now. By the way, I haven't seen it, but Jackie told me, I can't wait to see it, that you and Lana were in People magazine.
Yeah, we were. A little announcement. Baby Serafina was announced in People.
Oh, wow, man. Holy shit. So this is what I'm talking about, bro. So, like, you're getting to the point where you could be spotted at any given moment at any given time. And we were in Chicago with a layover from Chicago to L.A. when we were going out to play Brea last week. Mm-hmm. On our flight, well, we thought he was, but he checked in at the gate and then he didn't get on the flight. Do you know the guy from Bizarre Foods, Andrew Zimmer?
Heard of the show. I couldn't pick him out of a lineup, though.
Okay. Well, anyway, he's a bald guy. We're big fans of him, big fans of the show.
I don't think my system can handle consuming bacteria from garbage and human waste.
And Jackie is the one who saw him. She's like, oh, there's Andrew Zimmer. And she goes, what is he wearing? And you look over, bro, and he's wearing two baseball hats at once. Now, the first baseball hat is on like a normal person would wear one with the visor forward. The second hat is on top of that one, a different hat, too, not the same hat, like a catcher would wear it. So that visor's facing back. So he's got two visors on. And I'm like, is he doing a joke? What the f-? And then, like, 10 minutes later, I passed by him again. He still had it on. And I don't know if you thought you were being clever, Andrew Zimmer. You probably listened to the show. It's hugely popular. The Pete and Sebastian show is blowing up. The wing thing took us to another fucking level.
Oh, yeah,
so chances are Zimmer's going to hear this. And I just want you to know, you were fucking spotted, guy. Two hats? What are you doing? What are you looking for attention? So,
do you think
odd.
He bought? Do you think he bought two hats in New York, or you know, like maybe sometimes you buy a hat on vacation, you don't want to put it in your luggage because it might scrunch the hat that he wore two hats because he didn't want to pack one of them.
Then you put both hats stacked together and you hold them in your hand. You don't put them so one's forward and one's back, so you look like a little airplane blade.
Yeah. No, I agree. I'm not saying the look is something that you should be striving for, but I'm just giving another flip side to it. Yeah, the two hat deal, front and back, I think that's WT.
And I'm going to be honest with you, though, it was a little WT, but when I came back out from the restroom, I had made a decision to myself that I don't know why, I just wanted to. I was going to go up and tell him. Not who I am or anything. I was just going to say, hey, just want to say, man, big fan of your show. And he wasn't there. Probably for the best for all of us. What is my need with telling people I'm a fan? If I mean, but I am a fan. But why do I have to tell him? Do you think he would want to hear that? Or you think he's like, guy, I'm wearing two hats backwards to avoid motherfuckers.
Yeah, I don't know what the need is, what you're looking for in return.
Do you, if I came up to you, I'm sorry to bother you, Mr. Maniscalco, and I don't even want to shake your hand, like I'm not even trying to shake your hand, I'm sorry to bother you, I just wanted to say I'm just a huge fan, thanks for all the laughs, and I kept on walking. Would you prefer I had not stopped and said that at all?
No, I actually like that, it doesn't bother me, it gives me a... It kind of gives me a gauge of like, oh, okay, it's I'm maybe popular in this particular city, or it gives me a kind of a gauge. It's not only nice to hear, but it's like, okay, well, you know, like, three people came up to me in New Mexico, so maybe we should do a show here.
You call your book. I just got spotted at a Starbucks. Book me in a theater in this town. Oh, I can't tell you how many times I'll get an email. Like, I know you get them way more than me, but I'll get an email like, we come to England, or we love the Pete and Sebastian show in Australia, come here. And I'll politely say back, get 500 other dudes to send that same email from Australia and I'll book a ticket. But right now, I'm afraid I'm going to be doing knock-knock jokes for you over fucking whatever that jam is they eat over there.
So, oh, God, what anyway. Is that jam? I should know this. I had
Vegemite.
That's Vegemite. I had that Vegemite. That's an acquired taste. I think you got to grow up with that stuff.
Yeah, man, you really have to grow up with that stuff, and maybe only that stuff. Because if there's one other option on the table, although, have you ever had shoe fly pie? The Amish make that shit. Ooh, that is up there with fucking Vegemite. Yeah.
Hello, I'm DJ Lou, and this is a show within a show. Okay, I'm not going to make this all sad. I'm not going to be a bummer about this, because this ain't fucking Facebook, guy. I'm just going to give you one happy memory of Chris Cornell. Pete and I met Chris Cornell 10 years ago on Jim Brewer's radio show. Pete was the co-host, and I was DJ Lou. He was in studio and telling the story of how he met Eddie Vedder, and Jim interrupts him to goof on me, saying that I'm a stalker and that I'm jerking off behind the console. Enjoy.
The 10th song that I wrote for it was Hunger Strike, and it had it had one verse and a bunch of sort of revolving choruses. And what happened with that was we go in and we had like two rehearsals. Second rehearsal, they got they sort of starting to put together a new band, and this guy named Eddie is there who is probably going to be the singer of this new band, and he hears me rehearsing this song, and I'm doing the low and high parts and the choruses. I'm going hungry, and he sees that it's a hassle, because it is, and I didn't know him. I just met him then, and he walks up and he starts singing the low part, and I think, oh, this guy's
good. He just walked up
to the mic. He'd been sitting there just listening.
Never
and
met him.
I met him, I mean, right met before him, we started, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And he starts singing the low part, and I think, wait a minute, this isn't really a real song, but if I sing like the verse, and then the band kicks in, and he sings the same verse, it's sort of like having two verses, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then it's a real song, and his voice is like better than mine in this sort of register, so let's do that. And then we did that, and
it was
that
boring.
Made it, that's what kind of made the record, I think, a success, because it... MTV played the video, which was really, we spent no money on it. They played it a few times during the metal hour at 1 in the morning,
right.
You know, one day a week.
Right.
And then about a year and a half later, somebody walked in and said, excuse me, but don't we have a video with members of Soundgarden and Pearl Jam who are both like selling millions of records now? and it's this other band? And they just went, yeah. And then they started playing the year and a half old Temple of the Dog video over and over. And then the record
over
went like top five.
Over and wow. Over. You, by the way, Lou, you can go to the bathroom whenever you want.
He's
Lou
yeah,
is.
Yeah, we gotta say something.
All right, yeah, we just gotta tell you, Lou is. Of course, he's a huge fan, but he's a little off color when it comes to Pearl Jam.
Oh, really?
And to the point where he's the only human I know. And he's the guy that's running the music, mm-hmm. plays the songs. Lou flew to Hawaii
for one night.
A couple months ago.
To see Pearl Jam.
One night, flew from here to Hawaii, flew back like the next possible hour. The story you just said, I don't think Lou's going to sleep for the next for the next 5 months. And if we were prepping, I'm like, don't ask Lou. Chris any
don't
questions
flip out,
about Eddie or not. This is about Chris and Chris only.
So my memory of him was those creepy blue eyes staring at me, smiling, while Brewer tells him that I'm a possible stalker and that I'm whacking off because I'm so turned on by this story. But he was a very sweet guy. Oh, you got me spray. I'm all your crazes. Someday we'll flower no walls. No walls in the sweet sunshine.
So what's up? I know you got to run soon. You got to catch the bus, even though it's your bus. So, like, whatever.
I had a good time in Florida last weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Mazzilli's came out. My in-laws came out. Basically, Lana's entire family came to the show in Fort Myers. And... I'm really into Florida lately.
Performing there, or the audiences. I love Florida audiences.
Yeah,
so they're very.
They are New York-y. That's what it's exactly. I was in Orlando and I was like, I feel like I'm performing in New York here. Not that Orlando people are bad at all, but it felt like a New York vibe.
Yeah, no, there's just so many people from New York have moved to Florida through the years, and, like, I was blown away the first time I started headlining, like, down in Tampa and stuff. I was like, whoa, this is fucking great. It's like performing for a bunch of my dads.
Yeah,
my dad,
yeah.
My dad thinks I'm funny, so this is, yeah, and, yeah, it's good. But, I mean, like, what about, as far as Florida itself? Do you like the state? Because
I like
a lot
it. I like
of people
it.
Do.
I like the I like being near the water. You know, the water is my thing. I mean, the Miamis, the Fort Lauderdales, the Naples, Floridas. I just love being by the water. And I got to address one thing before I forget. And we're getting a lot, and especially like you said, that last cast, the wing thing. I think everybody was on your side on that. I sounded like some ungrateful human being that I got wooden wings, and that wasn't the case at all. It was just a gift out of left field. But that being said, a couple other things that we've been getting on social, and I don't know if you've seen this, is people got a problem when I whisper. Have you seen this?
Well, you're not doing it anymore.
Well, every once in a while I'll go down and go, and then... Now, if you can't hear me, that's totally fine. We'll change up the whisper to a normal tone. I just tend to go down every once in a while for comedic flow, but apparently it's not translating as comedy. It's translating as, we got to turn the damn thing up to 10 to hear you.
Yeah, well, there was a phase you were going through when we first hit Sirius where you were whispering... for like the whole show, like, you know, it's part of how you do everything in life. You're very like.
I didn't know. Why didn't we talk about the whispering? We were
whispering. We got to stop whispering. Then I would whisper because you were whispering because it's like addictive. And I think now we're right back to where we always were, man. You know, where you just whisper on punches some and they hear that. No?
Well, you know what it is with the Sirius radio broadcast, we wear these headphones with like a little microphone in front of us. And when we do this Skype, it doesn't sound like you're in the room with me when we're doing it this way, right? It sounds a lot different in my earphones now than it is when we do a serious one. So when I do the serious one, I feel like I'm almost in the room with you, and then I do a whisper as if, you know, you're right next to me. But here I feel like I got to keep it loud just because we're not getting that same acoustic feel through the headset. So point noted, the whispering will stop. I'm not going to say entirely. It's going to come rear its head every once in a while. But thanks for letting me know on the whisper, guys.
Yeah, there you go. And, you know, again, addressing a couple of those things, I also want to point out with the wings that it's not lost on me, dude, that, like, there's comedic value in that. You're busting chops.
Of course.
I mean, let's not forget that. Yeah, I mean, Sebastian's not the kind of guy that's going to call me up if we were just friends and go, what do I do with it? We're having fun.
Yeah, it's all in good fun.
And I said, which just for me, taste-wise, that I was a bigger George Michael fan than I was Prince and Michael Jackson. And our great guys at P&S Quotes put that one out there with me hovering over George Michael. And all the tweets making fun of me, I got a lot making fun of me for the wings, trust me, bro. All great, I'm laughing, make fun of me all you want at my Corielli, I always have fun with you guys. But one dude said, after he saw that tweet, well, we all know Pete doesn't like black people. Easy, oh, wow. Guy, pull back on the reins, there's not a racist bone in my body, I love everybody equal. If I got any beef with anyone, if you've been listening to the shows, it's with the Hawaiians. And it's made up beef anyway, bro, so come on, all love, don't even say that, don't even joke
don't
like that,
there.
That's ridiculous.
Don't go there, go there. So, all right,
anyway.
Guys, I gotta get on this bus.
Yeah.
Good hanging, SebastianLive.com, Coliseum, October 8th, Las Vegas, Mohegan Sun, what else do I got going? And big announcement coming this summer for everybody in the New York area. So that's my deal. What do you got?
I got finishing Cancun. Oh, yeah, going. I'll be opening with Brian Regan June 7th through the 11th on a Kansas City run. Looking forward to that, June 7th through 11th. And then you can find me in the writer's room for Kevin Can Wait on Long Island for the season 2, baby. So that's that for now, man. Great hanging, bro.
Enjoy the rest of your vacation. Say hi to the family. And we are out.
All right, bro. Safe travels. Later.
Thanks.
The show has ended.
Yeah, I rolled down the window and gave him $2, you know?
Okay.
And I said, no wall, baby, no wall.
No wall.